Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Oh boy, here we go. 50 Shades of Her again, Michelle. Geez, do you realize that movie has actually made $400 million globally and it's still rocking out there?
That's crazy.
I can't bring myself to see it.
So what I haven't either, but the rest of the world is seeing it, and I think it's fascinating that women are embracing this, and I think we're going to find out why today on our show, right? One of the reasons why, at least.
Well, we're going to be talking about sort of an interesting nuance here, and this is, you know, the whole issue of bondage and S&M and basically kink in women, sort of everything you need to know, and there's no one else in the whole world. Now, just stop it, Michelle. Just control yourself for just 5 minutes. Jeez. I'm going to get through this segment.
I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, speaking of which, kinky sex and all, we have our absolute go-to professional, the expert in this field who could just help us through, and that is Robert Weiss. He's a therapist, author, and clinical educator who's been writing about and treating sex addiction and all things that involve the issue of sex relationships in the digital age. Speaking of which, he's got a brand new title, a book, Always Turned On, Sex Addiction in the Digital Age. Just came out last week. You can get it on Amazon, anywhere. I'm so excited to have Rob back on again. Hey, Rob, welcome back to Her Radio.
Dr. Peek, I love being your sexpert.
See, this is why I love him, Michelle.
What about me, Rob? It's all about me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Both of you. I mean, both of your sexperts. I did want to weigh in on 50 Shades before we talk about kink really quickly.
Yeah, please do.
And just say why I think it's had so much attraction for women, because I really don't actually think it's about the S&M so much. In my world, we look at that movie as being like the most prototypic form of female pornography, meaning that this is the setup for female porn. You have an innocent young woman who has found a really bad boy who has this glint of golden warm light in him, and she can see that through her love and her goodness, she's going to turn him into the man that she's always wanted him to be, and he will become the loving, committed partner. And all his badness will go away. And this is called female porn. You see it in Twilight and True Blood and all of these bad boy stories where these good women come along and see these men. So I would just like to volunteer that while the kink is an interesting sidelight, that what really sold that book and that movie is that it is the ultimate female porn fantasy.
That's
oh my God, we're actually rescuing this guy, and we're just turning his little, you know, nasty boy world into something else. It also helps he's a billionaire. You know, that's the part that got me going.
And he's pretty good looking too,
sexy,
I have to say.
Listen, money talks. Money talks about kink too. So, all right, Rob.
So pornography for women. Sex? That's interesting, right? That there's now pornography for women.
Well, there's always been, we should talk about the kink, but I just want to say that, you know, men are interested in the objectified body parts. We like to look at the boobs. We like to look at the butts. We like to look at the crotches. You know, that's, we are visually stimulated, but women are much more emotionally stimulated. And what they're looking for is some kind of guy, fantasy guy, that they can turn into the man of their dreams. And if you can put that into regular porn, you've got female porn.
I like it. This is so cool. All right, go to kink. Tell us what kink's all about, for crying out loud.
Well, we would in the past have called it alternative sexuality or atypical sexuality, although we're finding a lot more people engaged. You know, now that the internet has opened our world, we're finding a lot more people talking about things that we never knew were doing. Your nice next-door neighbor who in the 1960s you thought was having the same missionary sex you were was actually letting her husband, encouraging her husband to, you know, get out the whip and chains. And we just never knew that. So I think part of what we're seeing in, you know, an escalation, if you will, in kink is the fact that people are more willing to talk about it, the internet has introduced it, all of that. What is it? It's sexual behavior where an object is involved in the experience. So, you know, kink might be I want to wear leather, or which is an object, right? Or I like to wear boots, or I like someone to take an object and hit me with it, or use objects to tie me up. Or so kink in general, although not entirely, but the kind of kink we're talking about, BDSM, bondage and discipline, usually involves some form of objectified sexuality.
That makes sense. So Rob, do you think that there's been a spike in popularity since the 50 Shades of Grey movie came out?
You know, I think that people who are interested in trying things out maybe have more permission to try them out, or people who thought, oh, that's, you know, this is the great thing about our internet world today is that, you know, things that really aren't harmful to anybody and that two people can do in the privacy of their home and they agree to do it and they're comfortable with it, they don't feel like it's so horrible because they're seeing it reflected in the media. So, again, I would say the spike, if you will, in behavior, which we're certainly experiencing, probably has more to do with our culture shift. And you wouldn't have seen a movie like 50 Shades of Grey 25 years ago. It wouldn't have existed. You were much more seeing things about affairs and casual sex and things that were much more enticing to a generation before. I think women have more permission to engage in kink, and the ones who are interested and enjoy it may find themselves doing it. And, you know, quite honestly, since I'm not a kink person, I mean, I'm not a woman either, but just a thought for you, if you tried to hit me, I would hit you back. And so, you know, it's not for me.
Keep your mitts off me. No.
it might be for someone else, you know. And so I would see, you know, so basically what I want to say is that whatever your arousal patterns are, whatever turns you on, that's pretty set by the time you're about 12 or 13. So in adult life, people may not have allowed themselves to indulge in things that they had fantasies about. I think now movies like 50 Shades give them more permission to say, let me give this a try. It might be more fun than I think.
Is that a slippery slope to sex addiction?
Well, I don't think it's any more of a slippery slope than alcohol is to alcoholism. You know, we tried banning alcohol in this country at one time with the thought that, oh my God, everyone who drinks is going to be an alcoholic and we got to get rid of this stuff. Well, the reality is that the numbers for alcoholism have remained the same throughout time, about 8 to 12% of the population, something like that. And so when we look at sex addiction, it's not that different. Just because there's more types and more sexuality available online for people to view, that doesn't mean everyone's going to become addicted, but it does mean that those who are vulnerable to it are more likely to get stuck because it's just so easy to be impulsive with an app or social media.
So what do you think what are some signs of a sex addict? Can you give us a few?
Ooh, we're going to talk about sex addiction? Well, sex addiction is, it really has the same signs of any other addiction. You know, the person has said to themselves, I'm not going to see this person anymore, I'm not going to engage in this act anymore, I'm not going to go to this place anymore. They really want to change their behavior, whatever it is, and they find that they're not able to. They've lost control. They're having consequences related to sexual behavior. So they're getting an STD, or they're living a lot of fear of being found out, or they got arrested, or they got someone at work saw the porn on their computer, and they say, oh, I really can't be doing that, and then they keep doing it anyway.
Rob, yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna interrupt you here. So I want everyone to understand that there's a whole world of sex addiction now that we brought this up. And Rob Weiss is literally one of the nation's leading experts on this whole issue. And I want to make sure you all grab this new book that just came out that he's authored, Always Turned On: Sex Addiction in the Digital Age, and go to his website, and that's Robert Weiss, WeissMSW.com, to learn more about his incredible work. First of all, I just want to thank you on behalf of Her Radio for helping us understand all things kink, and especially the 50 Shades of Her, so that we can put this all into perspective. Everything we wanted to know, soup to nuts, as they say in the business. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Don't forget, you can buy Rob Weiss's book, Always Turned On. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.